Health groups are questioning why the Northern Territory government is reducing infection control measures at the Howard Springs Quarantine Centre at the same time as flights from India have resumed. The NT government is taking over control of the facility from the federally funded team. It means not all staff will be vaccinated and COVID testing is being scaled back. Jane Barden reports.
So don't put your thumb loops in because we still have to do one more set of hand hygiene.
Since rapid antigen COVID-19 tests became available last year, quarantine staff in Howard Springs have lined up every day to be tested and check they've put their PPE, masks, face shields, gowns and gloves on correctly.
Everyone's got a double set of gloves.
For the rapid test, a long swab is stuck deep into the nasal passage and it gives a result in a few minutes on a plastic stick like a pregnancy test.
Going a little bit further if you can, now twist. Beautiful.
This regime, along with the weekly PCR test, another long swab stuck down the throat, has given staff, including the centre's director, Dr. Abigail Truen, confidence they won't carry COVID into the community.
You go to the local supermarket and it is in the back of your mind, am I that person? And none of us want to be that person.
But tomorrow, when 110 people arrive on the first of the resumed repatriation flights from India, the NT government will officially take over the centre from its federal OSMAT team and stop the daily rapid antigen testing of staff. The NT's Police Commissioner, Jamie Chalker, is the Territory's COVID controller.
We know the rapid antigen testing is an indicator, whereas PCR is the gold standard. The removal of the trial, which was the rapid antigen testing, is such now that you don't have to have a secondary time of engagement with individuals. You can just simply do the PCR testing, which diminishes the risk.
Mary Louise McClaws is a professor at the University of New South Wales and a member of the WHO's COVID Infection Prevention Group.
I'm concerned that they're setting themselves up to have a breach, because while PCR is an excellent approach to diagnosing people, particularly when they have symptoms, a rapid antigen test is the new science that provides really excellent results during that pre-symptomatic period.
Since announcing it would take over Howard Springs in March, the NT government has been scrambling to recruit the 400 staff it needs to do that. That's one of the reasons not all of its staff have been vaccinated with both jabs against COVID-19. Donna Archie is CEO of the Central Australian Aboriginal Congress, one of the Indigenous health groups, which is worried the virus could escape from quarantine into vulnerable communities.
Those quarantine workers that aren't fully vaccinated should be stood down. We should have fully vaccinated quarantine workers.
She's calling on all Australian governments to agree and put national standards in place, requiring full vaccination of all quarantine workers
before they actually start working in the facility.
Professor Mary Louise McClaws agrees universal full vaccination of quarantine staff should be a minimum requirement nationally.
There is no reason, no excuse why our frontline workers in quarantine facilities should not get that Pfizer as soon as possible, because they keep the rest of Australia safe.
Epidemiologist Mary Louise McClaws ending Jane Barden's report.